Well, welcome to the Repost Non-League Show. A little bit later than normal due to a few issues with guests tonight, but we're really pleased to say that joining us, and of course, as usual on a Monday night, of course, is Craig Reddy, of course, coach from, of course, Merthyrtown. And Craig, what a week you've had.
Yeah, it's not been bad. 7 days and 9 points. So yeah, it's been one of the better weeks so far. Long way to continue.
And then, of course, going into tomorrow as well, you've got a nice easy game tomorrow.
Yeah, just full time South Shields coming down tomorrow. So yeah, it doesn't get much tougher than that at this level. But yeah, it's a game we're looking forward to. It's gonna be two footballing sides and hopefully a good crowd, and it's a great game to be involved in.
I mean, talk us through the, I mean, you're on a great run again, and it's been a fantastic little run as well, starting sort of on a Saturday with a great 3-1 win over Darlington, and Matty ends up getting his goal on his 450th appearance as well. He reckons he was an absolute screamer from 3 yards, he said.
Yeah, it was a header, but in fairness, he's got quite a big head, so it's a big target to it. So yeah, but no, it was actually a real good header, to be fair to him. And yeah, it was good to see him score on such a big day for him. He deserves it. He's been brilliant at the club for so many years. And he's I've dragged him in to coach one of the academy teams at the moment. He's a great role model and doing a great job there. So he's well loved at the club, and I think everybody was really delighted for him to score on that day of all days. He doesn't get many, so yeah, he was fitting.
I mean, 1,300 at the game as well, and I suppose the biggest surprise of the whole thing was the one of your main men, of course, Mr. Ricardo, didn't score.
Yeah, look, he saves them for when we need them. So yeah, he's in a rich vein at the moment. But yeah, look, he's it's not easy for him. He's a marked man. People know what he's all about now, and I think anybody who was doubting could he do it at this level is now realizing that yeah, he certainly can. And so there are games where they double up on him or they mark him really tight, and that's fine because it just means it frees up space for some of the other talented players we've got. We've got your Lewis Twamleys and Coley Cox is coming in and doing a great job, but we've got other good forward players and things, and if they double up on Rick, we'll free some space up for somebody else. So that was one of the times I think where they tried to double up on him, and just meant that other people had to step up to the plate, and they did. So yeah, all's well.
I mean, a few years ago, though, I mean, surely you couldn't even dreamt about taking on Darlington and end up beating them 3-1 either.
Yeah, what was it, 4 years ago where we should have been relegated, and I know we've talked about it a few times, but to go from there to, as you say, to now beating Darlington is incredible, really. And you look back at that time, if we'd drawn Darlington in the FA Cup at that time, it probably would have been 2,500 up there because it would have been a giant killing, and it would have been possibly on a TV that a game like that then. And now it's just another league game as we go along. So it just shows how far we've come since Paul, Smudge, and the boys have come in. And yeah, it's a very enjoyable ride at the moment. The thing is with football, you never know where it's going to take you. You've got to enjoy the highs and don't get too low in the lows, and cherish every moment. And I think it was my dad recently said to me, when you sit down and think, you're going to look back in years to come and think, these are the good days. These are real good days. You need to enjoy it. And yeah, we're certainly doing that at the moment.
And then he bounced on Tuesday night. He then went to Telford, another tough game, and especially down at New Buck's Head. And I mean, their main man, Matty Stenson, scores the first goal, and it's sort of 14 minutes. I mean, what was you thinking standing on the bench when they go 1-0 up?
To be honest, we got there. It was absolutely tamping it down with rain when we got there. I won't comment too much on the situation and getting from the car park into the ground. I'll leave that for another day. But wasn't greatly pleased with that. But when we got in there, the corner by the changing rooms was holding a bit of water. And the groundsman, in fairness, were on there with the forks trying to get up. The referee was bouncing the ball and wasn't really bouncing, so there was a bit of a sweat on whether the game was going to be on. But when we walked across the pitch, it was quite firm further on, and I mean, in fairness to him, the pitch was absolutely stunning. So they brought some equipment in to try and get the water off, and they had some of what I think believe it was the Wolves ground staff were there helping out, and did a fantastic job to get the game Like I said, it was only a small area, but to get that playing. And when we walked on the pitch, I got to be honest, I was quite confident that it was going to suit our players with the zip on the surface, with it being such a nice pitch, the way we play. I was confident, and after the win on the Saturday, and we kicked off, we started well, and then they scored what was a very, very good goal. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the goal, but the ball in from the left back was sublime. It was, I don't think you can defend it, to be perfectly honest. It was that good across. And yeah, as you said, Damian Mann goes and scores, and okay, we need to, show a little bit of resilience here, and in no time we did. And it was probably that first half was probably as good a performance as I've seen in it, certainly in the time that Paul and Smudge have come in. And I can't remember a better first half performance that I've seen than that. We were so good that first half. And I think a few of their subs commented, a few of our subs, that they couldn't believe that we were only part time the way we played, and what have you, because they were so impressed with us. So yeah, no, it was a really good performance, a big 3 points again, and yeah, set us up nice moving forward. And you take each game as it comes, obviously. However, you're always looking for the next run. Can you get on a run of games? And with each win, you build confidence, and can you take that into the next game? And that's what we've done so far. So.
And then it just Matty Stenson scoring his goal just seemed to annoy a certain person, didn't it? Because all of a sudden he's just gone bang, bang, bang,
It
bang.
was, yeah, but honestly, if you look at the goals, there's such good goals. The quality in it from, I mean, the first goal was a header. And it's a bit of a joke that Rick, he doesn't score headers. So I probably count on one hand the amount of times he's headed the ball in 3 years. But it was a great leap and a real, real good header. And the cross has come in from Lewis Twamley with his right foot. And we joke that Lewis Twamley never crosses the ball with his right foot. So the quality in that was fantastic. And then the next two goals were really good attacks, counter attacks. So we were defending corners or defending an attack, and two excellent passes. One from Cole Jarvis, which must have been 50 yards, inch perfect over the centre half's head. And then, I mean, he's so good. It's not easy from when he receives it, but it's at the point where you kind of just expect it, no matter how difficult it is. And then, I think we break from a corner then, and Coley Cox does brilliantly to pick Rick out. And again, he's still a long way out, but he picks up the ball, and a great finish. And we've gone in half time, he's got a perfect hat trick, header, left foot, right foot. And to be honest, he could have had two more in the first half. He was unlucky on another two opportunities. But we obviously, Rick gets the headlines and gets in team of the week, and scoring goals is the hardest part of football, we know that. But he has got some real good backup and boys, and he'd be the first to tell you that, in fairness to Rick, that boys are creating those opportunities for him at the moment, and we've got a lot of quality behind him. So
And that's
yeah,
what you
it's
need, isn't it? Because you haven't got that quality there behind him, giving him those chances. He's brilliant. He's smashing him in, getting four there against Telford. But as you said, if he hasn't got those people putting across him, putting the balls into him, he can't do it all on his own, can he?
Yeah, no, that's right. And like I said, we have got a lot of talented players in that squad, and it's not, two of the goals in that game, as I say, come from counter attacks where we're defending, we've turned into attack. But that's not really. I mean, again, I think we scored one similar on Saturday, one of Rick's scores again, where Twamley's picked up the ball on the edge of the box, what a tackle, and we've gone and switched and Rick scored again. But that isn't necessarily how we play. We don't go out and say, right, we'll catch them on a break. We'll defend them. We'll hit them on a break. So, we are scoring different types of goals, which is good. And yeah, we are, like I say, we've got talented players behind Rick who can create for him. And he does create some goals out of nothing. But without that service of the boys, then he's not scoring half of those goals.
I mean, great result in that game. He didn't go to Bedford, on Saturday, and he's off again.
It
Another two. Then Will Spires gets one, and then Lewis gets one as well. I mean, it's.
was Saturday. It was a phenomenal start. 2 minutes, I think it was, and we've scored. I mean, again, it's not an easy chance. It's not one where you think he's guaranteed to score that. I mean, you look Ringo, well, yeah, the confidence and everything. Yeah, he probably is, but I mean, it's not an easy chance. You're not necessarily saying this is a goal, for most strikers, but at the moment, with the confidence and things. Yeah, he goes through and he thinks it's a goal. And even in the shoot-in before the game, we do the warm-up, and then we'll go and do a little bit individually. And I go with the forward players to do a little bit of shooting. And I could just see it Saturday, the confidence in him in the shooting in the warm up. I mean, the one he took a touch and he was a bit under his feet. He had no right to be able to get a strike off. And the power and the accuracy he got in it was phenomenal. I just think he's got that confidence at the moment, obviously. And he does back himself right now to go and score. To score. And if he scores an early goal, then it's pretty certain he'll score another one later on in the game as well. When our confidence is up, so yeah.
I know it's not all about Ricardo, but I mean, I suppose one of the questions on this, I saw a lot of people on there, especially in the Telford game, people saying, "Oh, this, surely he ain't gonna be playing for Merthyr for too much longer. He's gonna be playing in League One, League Two. He's gonna be the next Jamie Vardy and all this sort of stuff." And that's all I kept seeing. How worried, as for Merthyr are you that if you keep smashing these goals in, that someone is gonna come along and take him off you?
It's not that we're worried about it. I mean, if Rick gets that opportunity, good luck to Rick. However, at the moment, Rick is on contract. Rick isn't going anywhere right now, unless we receive a substantial bid. So, it is what it is. That's life of football, isn't it? I mean, if someone's doing that well and gets that opportunity, then I don't think anyone's going to stand in his way. So that's but the right offer has to come in. Otherwise, he won't be going anywhere. We have to look after us as a club as well. So look, it's not something we want to see happen. Obviously we want to keep Rick and we want to keep scoring those goals, but naturally if somebody is scoring that amount of goals, you're going to get interest from other clubs, and Rick does love it at the club and he's well loved there. I don't know if they've started building the statue yet, but I'm sure it's not far away if he carries on scoring like he is. But no, look, we won't we don't look too far into the future. Let's take it, as it comes. We'll go. We've got a game tomorrow. We won't think past that. And then once that's done, then we'll have a look up. We'll be in for training Thursday. Then we'll go Saturday. We can't worry too much about what's going to happen further down the line. It'll be whatever it is. And yeah. I'm happy for him. If it means he scores another 30 goals and he gets a move, good luck to him.
Well, he must have scored so many goals because I've looked at it. I'm just on football web pages now, and it says that the goal score is 25 26 so far in the National League North. And he must have got at least six because he scored six in the last two games in the league. But there's no sign of him in the goal scoring chart. So are they
Well,
trying to keep it quiet as well?
yeah, I don't know. I think he's got 17 and 16 games in National League North. So yeah, he's doing okay. He's not doing too bad. And once he gets on a run of it, he does tend to go and score. And like I say, if he scores early, confidence is up with him, and then he is likely to get another one at some point in the game. So no, he's banging them in at the moment, and long may that continue, because yeah, it is, side, like I said, sides are going to start panicking and doubling up on Rick, and that's fine. You free up space for some of those other players, and we've got other players who can hurt teams as well. Like you say, we played against Darlington, he didn't score against Darlington, and we still won that game and done well there. So it's not, Rick is obviously the main man there in terms of scoring our goals, but we have got other players who were able to step up the plate, and we've got other boys who are on the bench who are very talented players and have scored goals at the clubs they've been at in the past, and it's just a little bit difficult for them at the moment, because obviously Rick is, he's not coming out of that team while he's fit. He's scoring goals, and those boys will be busting for their opportunity, and I'm sure they're licking their lips thinking, well, when I get an opportunity with the chances we create, then I'm going to score my fair share of goals too. So yeah.
I mean, the other player that seems to be getting a lot of, well, I keep seeing the name all over, other than, the likes of Lewis as well. But the other one that seems to be sort of, playing extremely well, I mean, he's Jamie Cogman as well.
Yeah, look, Cogs is a very good keeper. I mean, the truth of it is, if Cogs was another foot taller, he'd be playing in Football League. I got no doubt about it. I think his size as a goalkeeper has held him back. He was a Cogs is so if you don't know, Cogs is Australian. And moved over when he was younger to Cardiff City. He signed a contract at Cardiff City when he was younger.
We can't hold that against him, though, being Australian.
But he took a brave step when he was young to move to Wales and signed for Cardiff, and then Cardiff released him, and he was kind of looking around and ended up coming to Merthyr, and he's thoroughly enjoyed it. And I mean, he's such a good shot stopper. He's one of the best I've ever seen, and he makes saves even in training. He makes saves. You've got no right to save. but you know, he's not the biggest, and I think people, especially scouts, they would look at him, yeah, he's not big enough. But he's improving all the time. He's coming and taking crosses now, which he didn't used to do, and he's taking them very, very well at the moment. We're getting a good punch on the ball. And you know, the way we play, Cogs is improving all the time at his, with the ball at his feet as well. And he's becoming like a sweeper for us, and doing a great job of that. So no, he's a very good keeper, and you know, it's usually, it has to be something special to beat Cogs, to be fair. And the boys will tell you that from training, with their frustrations when they think they've scored on in training, and all of a sudden he pulls a save out of nowhere.
I mean, the other one I suppose we should talk about, I mean, it as well. I mean, tell us a little bit what, you know, he was on the show, of course, last week, you know, Matty. I mean, you know, tell us a little bit about the man, because I mean, 450 appearances is, or 450, what is it, 452 now. I mean,
Yeah,
in this, you know, we asked him if he was going to aim for 500 or 600. Do you know what I mean? Because he's still young.
Matthew's, I've known Matthew for a long, long time. So I think my dad coached Matthew and his brother. We were laughing about it a couple of weeks back. His brother's a coach at the academy. His brother might have made one appearance for me at his first team when he was a youth player. But my dad was saying he remembers him walking in holding hands as 6-year-olds or 6 and 8-year-olds, and taking them. And I've known Matthew a long time in the family, and he was at Swansea, got released, came back, or came to Merthyr, played in the youth team. We had a very talented youth team at the time, when we went on to win the Welsh Youth Cup, beat the likes of Cardiff City and TNS and these teams in the Welsh Cup, the Welsh Cup final. And Matthew played in that youth team, but it was that season that he got called into the first team. At the time in Wales, because we know, you know, you could do a reg. So my dad was running a team in Wales, Penydarren, and we took a couple of players from Merthyr Youth to go and play in the first team there to get some first team experience, because it's vital for him. And Matthew was doing great there, and then Merthyr came and said we want him for our first team, and he went in, and he never came back. He'd play in the big youth games, but he wasn't playing the league games for us, and he never looked back. He was a box to box midfielder at the time. He used to score quite a few goals, to be fair to him, back then. But yeah, he's a great person away from football. He's a good friend now, Matthew, and he does things properly. And he would have had a lot more appearances, but for he's had some bad injuries over the years, in fairness. Yeah, he's had a couple of real bad knee injuries. He spent a year in the Welsh Prem with, it was Neath at the time when they were running, and then he spent a year 4 or 5 years ago with Pennebont, in the Welsh Prem. And if it wasn't for those two stints and the injuries, he would be 600 appearances by now, to be fair. And that just shows how good a player he is, but also the type of person, you know, everybody's played with Matthew will only have good things to say about him. And he's a great role model now for the younger players at the club, and some of those first team boys. And I know he is now that old. He's played in the first team with some boys who he managed to play in the first team with their dads as well at one point. So Fraser Thomas was with us last year, and he played in the same team as his dad when he was playing. So yeah, but no, he's doing fantastic. And you know, he got injured last year, at Hunter Totten. And missed, you know, the majority of last season, missed the pre-season. So he's on a good run at the moment. So touch wood that continues, because he's a great asset for us.
And I take it you know who was with him when he signed these papers, very first time.
Yes, yeah, I do. No, I do know that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He actually said to me, I'll send you the picture, and he has actually sent
Yeah,
the picture. I'm looking at the picture right now, actually, of
yeah.
him signing,
Yeah.
of course, the signing these forms, of course, with the great Anthony Hughes as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, he's changed a little bit since then, as Matthew, but yeah, he's very fresh faced in that photo.
He's got more hair in this one as well.
But he'd have quite a wild haircut for quite a period of time. There's a photo of him somewhere playing, me and him at time for his uncle's team, in the local league. We played local league, and there's a photo of us up Pendant Park, and he's just got the biggest hair. Yeah, it's quite funny.
I mean, one thing we should, of course, I suppose, you know, one of the things we should talk about as well is the amazing support that you had down at Telford, and of course at Bedford at the weekend as
Yeah.
well. I mean, the fans are still following you in their droves, aren't they? And making such a noise.
It's incredible, honestly. The Telford game, I've never seen anything like it. Like, it was the best. They just created such a good atmosphere for us, and they didn't stop for the 90 plus minutes. They were fantastic. They were all together because they just kind of segregated them a bit, which probably helped the atmosphere. And obviously, it helped that we played so well, and we were creating and things, and they were in good moods. But are they fantastic? I don't think there was an official busker on Saturday in Bedford, and yet there were so many of them turned up again, and we weren't expecting that Saturday, and yet we get in. There's another Merthyr shirt there. There's another shirt there, and all of a sudden, when they all come together, you're like, God alive, how do they do this every week? Fair play to them. There's a lot of travelling and commitment and money that goes into it, and it does make such a difference to us. When we come out and it is that noise from them, it really does help us. So I'm really hoping that we get a good crowd tomorrow at home to South Shields, and the town really show up tomorrow, because the boys deserve it. And hopefully they can be there and see a real good game of football tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen loads of press around it. Yourself put stuff out. I think Johnny Owens put stuff out as well. And he's getting more and more excited every week. I think he's getting more excited from Merthyr now than he is in Nottingham Forest.
I think there is just that excitement. And I think a lot of people were kind of nervous going into the start of the season. And naturally, you go up this league and it's such a big step up. It really, really is. And people don't realise just how tough it is. And I know I keep repeating myself, but there's these full-time sides in this league that is so difficult for us to compete with when we're training twice a week. I mean, we didn't train at all last week because we played in Telford the Tuesday. Boys not getting home till really late, with a recovery. We were away then in Bedford Saturday. So we gave them the Thursday off to rest and recover and spend some time with families and just switching off from it a little bit, because we've had such a busy period. But we've played, like I say, tomorrow night. Now we're going to play South Shields. Our boys played Saturday. We got home, I don't know, 11 o'clock Saturday night. And they're back in work Monday morning, whereas South Shield players, yes, it's a long trip down for them today, but they will have had a training session today. They will have had their massages. They would have had their treatment. They would have had their food sorted and their nutrition, and everything would be spot on. They'll have a training session tomorrow morning, and then they'll relax for the day before playing us. Whereas our boys will be rushing straight from work tomorrow night, straight to the game, to get there to try and prepare. And we'll be rushed. When we get to the ground tomorrow night, everything's a rush for us because we can't get boys in there earlier because of work. And it is really, really difficult. So, yeah, I think there was a lot of nervousness around this season and what would happen. And obviously, start of the season, everybody was tipping us to be the first team to get relegated, and we'd be bottom of the league and what have you. And obviously, we're doing a little bit better than that at the moment. And it was a long week to go, so we're not getting carried away. Certainly not getting carried away. And we still take it each game as it comes, and things. But yeah, I think we've shown that we can comfortably be at this level, and we're competing with all the sides at the moment. So yeah, I can understand the excitement of Johnny and everybody at the moment. And it's times you do have to just keep your feet on the ground and just remind yourself that we've got every game's gonna be a tough game, and once we clinched safety, then we'll have a look and start getting excited, maybe. But let's get that one ticked off first, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, by the 25th of November, you'd have been seven wins out of seven then, wouldn't it? I mean,
Well, that would be nice.
you've only got South Shields, Hamwell Town, Alfreton and Town and Leamington.
I mean, it sounds easy when you put it like
Ha
that. No, it's like I said, our games are high. We're probably the best team to watch at the moment in terms of value for money, because the amount of goals you get when you come to watch us. We've won 4-3 Saturday. We've won 4-2 last week. The Spennymoor game, we lost 6-4. The amount of goals in the game is entertaining. But I think we are still adjusting, and we're getting there. And no disrespect to the league we've come out of, but that league last year, if we had a really good hour, we could blow teams out of the water, and the game was pretty much wrapped up. You can't do that at this league. If Saturday we were 4-1 up, not long ago, and we've made changes because risk of players picking up a second yellow card, and Matty just jarred his knee a little bit, should be okay, but didn't want to risk him, so we've taken him off. 4-1 up, game should be done. However, at this league, there's players who can punish you, and even the players who've gone on. It's not like we've put on weak players. We put players on who've started a lot of games, and you know, it's just at the moment that we're winning games. So this starting 11 is starting. I mean, you know,
I
that could
was getting
easily
a bit
change.
nervous, I'll be honest.
Honestly, we put quality players on. This shouldn't be, but you know, it just disrupts things a little bit, and these teams can punish you, and they certainly did. I mean, they scored an absolute worldie of a free kick, and then last minute they scored a scrappy one, and then they put up a board and see the 7 minutes added on at the end, and yeah, there's a little bit of nervousness all of a sudden. So no, it's tough, but yeah, it is exciting. It is very exciting.
So last question before we let you get back to your family. Any ideas on, without looking, any ideas on how many goals have been in your games? So in 16 games, any ideas on how many goals have actually gone in your net,
No,
in Pat's
absolutely not. Like I said, the three I've named there, like there was
net?
10 goals in the Spennymoor game. There was that seven goals Saturday. There was six on Tuesday, so I wouldn't even like to hazard a guess
So I've just had a quick look.
yeah.
As you said, you're the team to watch because no other club has scored or had goals against them as many, combined
Yeah.
goals in a game
Yeah. Yeah.
than Merthyr this year.
Yeah.
16 games, there's been 65 goals.
There you go. There you go. It's value for money. I promise you. Come to watch us. And yet, for all that, I'll take a 1-0 tomorrow, no problem. In fact, a 0-0 tomorrow is a great point to South Shields. So I can't see that happening. I can't see that happening. But yeah, we are exciting to watch for one reason or another. But yeah, plenty of goals in our games.
Honestly, mate, I'll be sitting there with my phone in my hand because I'll be at Waltham Abbey tomorrow night against Takeley, and hopefully we can turn our bad run around because we've just lost
Oh yeah.
three on the bounce.
Yeah.
But I'll be sitting there glued to my phone and keep refreshing the
Yeah.
X-Fees tomorrow night, just on waiting to
Yeah.
see how you're getting on tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. I think it'll be a good game of football. It's two footballing sides, two play good styles of football. So you know, it's gonna be forecast is very heavy rain tomorrow, so our pitch will be there'll be a good zip on our pitch, so we'll be able to move the ball quickly both sides, and it's all set up for a fantastic game. So as I said, I'll take a boring 1-0 win any day of the week. Absolutely no problem at all. I got no issue with that. I'm not afraid to admit that. In fact, I'd be delighted with it.
I think he's still their chairman. And Jeff Thompson is a really lovely bloke as
Yeah,
well.
yeah,
So
yeah,
it'll be a cracking game. But
yeah.
listen, mate, I really appreciate you giving up your time
No
tonight,
problem.
and we'll speak again next week with a bit of luck. And hopefully, we'll be talking about another 6 points by the
Yeah,
time we speak next week.
no problem at all. Look forward to it.
No worries, mate.